Cantonal banks are apparently named in a mass of leaked banking documents from last week. Switzerland's two biggest banks, UBS and Credit Suisse, were previously mentioned as setting up offshore accounts for clients in large numbers. Now, the Sonntag Zeitung and Le Matin de Manche report four cantonal banks, Zurich, Lucerne, St. Gallen, and Graubünden, hosted accounts that received money from offshore structures. Those offshore structures aren't illegal, but critics say very opaque. Joining us now is Peter Kunz, attorney at law and professor for business law and comparative law at Bern University. So first off, are you surprised that cantonal banks are now being named?
I'm not really surprised. Cantonal banks are usually involved in banking business as most other banks are. So I don't see it as an indication yet of any wrongdoing by the cantonal banks. But I guess sooner or later we will see that many Swiss banks have ties with such offshore constructions.
Well, we know that the media has gotten their hands on these leaked documents, but it's now the fiscal authorities want to have more access to these documents and to leaked documents in general, I suppose. How is it possible? What can they do, actually, with this mass of data? Can they use them? Do you think they'll get a hold of them and be able to use them?
Honestly, I sincerely hope that the journalists involved really will provide the tax authorities and other authorities with all this data, because in the end it's up to the authorities to decide what to do if anything illegal really took place. Journalists can only publish articles, that's fine, but this is more for curiosity reasons. If an illegal wrongdoing did happen, then it's up to the states, up to the authorities to act. And yes, to be quite clear, authorities can act based on such documentation. Therefore, I think the best action, the best way of action would be to provide the authorities with the data.
How exactly can they use it, particularly with Swiss authorities? Because apparently in Bern, some of the authorities want these documents. How can Swiss authorities use them?
I think the canton of Bern is a good example. When they heard some rumors about Mr. Gunter Sachs, they said, "We will inquire." So as soon as they have information from whatever source, this might be a data, this might be a rumor, whatever, if it's credible, they will inquire with the people involved. And if they see that, for instance, such offshore constructions were used for tax evasion reasons or even for money laundering, they are in a position to act.
Do you expect a fallout from this data leak? I mean, do you expect lawsuits? Do you expect people to be charged? Do you expect anything to come about from these this leaked data?
Well, as of today, we really don't have any evidence for legal wrongdoing. We are just talking about assumptions and allegations right now. This might change, but I was a little disappointed over the last weekend when I expected that now real evidence would be shown in the media publications. And as of today, we can't really say something illegal happened. Of course, we all assume that most of these offshore constructions are used to hide assets from tax authorities. But in the end, it's up to the tax authorities to decide it on their own, and therefore they need the evidence.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Okay.
Peter Kunz there, attorney at law and professor for business law and comparative law at Bern University.